Hello and welcome to St John Smith Square, where we're live on Radio 3 to hear a pair of great two-piano masterpieces by Brahms and Messiaen. After the interval, Pierre-Laurent Aimard and Tamara Stefanovic perform Messiaen's Vision de l'Armée, written shortly after he was released from a Second World War prisoner of war camp and full of personal and spiritual passion. Before Messiaen, it's Brahms, his sonata for two pianos in F minor. When I sat down with Tamara and Pierre-Laurent, I asked them whether they saw any similarities in any way between the two works.
I think they are the most contrasting pieces in the world, probably, because at all points of view, Brahms and Messiaen has nothing to do together. And by the way, Messiaen hated Brahms, honestly speaking.
Tamara, I mean, of course, Brahms wrote three versions of this. There was the string quintet, which was kind of didn't work, and then this version, and then Clara and others got on his back and said, oh, no, it's got to be something else, and he did the piano quintet. Seems to me that with two pianos, you haven't got that sort of conflict that you get between a piano and a string quartet. Is there the sense that you can make the impact with two pianos more easily?
It's a different project because the conflict is the tension of the space that creates between us. The danger is, of course, that you seek always this harmony of melting in each other's sound space and sound landscapes. But I think one thing that it's similar between Brahms and Messiaen is this necessity to stay a very long times in one moment of emotional distress or relaxation. So there is this extraordinary ability to expand the time and expand the emotion and tension. And this is very hard in today's world to connect to that. So I think these are the similarities and the extraordinary perfectionism of both pieces, that the monument that you create and the mountain that you have to climb is so detailed and it guides you to so many very exact pathways that you have to respect them.
Well, Brahms' friend, the pianist Clara Schumann, may not have been entirely convinced by the two-piano version, hence the 30-year-old composer's final rewrite of the music as a piano quintet, but she was convinced by the material. She said, "What inner strength, what richness in the first movement. I can't tell you how moved I am by it, and powerfully gripped, and what an adagio. It sings and sounds blissful right up to the last note. I started over and over again and don't want to stop." Of the third and fourth movements, the scherzo is propelled forward by its rhythms and has a thrilling ending which seems not to be a real conclusion, but anticipating the wintry, forward-looking start to the finale. And that's full of amazing musical ideas, ambiguous harmonies, abrupt silences, marching rhythms softening into lyrical moments, and all leading to the fiendishly difficult final bars. So now, to play Brahms' Sonata in F minor for two pianos, onto the stage of St John Smith Square. Here come Tamara Stefanovic and Pierre-Laurent Aimard.